Good Tuesday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance. Washington is snapping back into action in this shortened week. The Senate's in, the House is out, and President Donald Trump is back in D.C. Tomorrow, Speaker Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell head to the White House to begin to untangle the mess of issues on Washington's calendar this month. What's up in January? Funding government, stabilizing Obamacare, renewing a children's health program, hashing out a plan to prevent hundreds of thousands of people from deportation, and boosting border security. Also, busting spending caps and lifting the debt limit are possible. It seems like Democrats have the advantage here. Most of these issues are in Democrats' wheelhouse, and as Congress barrels towards January 19th when government funding runs out, Democrats have a clear advantage and lots of leverage. Ileana Johnson, Annie Carney, and Andrew Astuccia report that the White House is anxious about 2018. They don't know what's coming down the pike, they have a lingering investigation, and they are losing staff. Dave Weigel of the Washington Post reports that Donald Trump is sinking in Iowa. Just 35% of the state that he won thinks he's doing a good job. 34% say they will back Republicans for Congress in 2018. Not great numbers. Despite the tax bill, U.S.-based Caterpillar is fighting to protect its Swiss-made profits, the Wall Street Journal reports. 9 people died overnight in Iran, where protests continue to rage. Thomas Erdbrink, the New York Times bureau chief in Tehran, says the atmosphere is tense in the country. In Tehran, he says, the protests are small, but the discontent is widespread. Reuters reports that the Pakistani government has summoned the U.S. ambassador because Donald Trump tweeted that Pakistan commits lies and deceit. The U.S. government and Israeli government disagree about whether Mike Pence has canceled his trip to Jerusalem. The Israeli government is saying he has, but the VP's office says the trip is on. In Playbook this morning, inside Adrian Arsh New Year's Day party. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.